The topic for today is Heter Vechilas Basar Ludoros. Shechita essentially consists of the action of killing an animal for the purpose of eating. Two things. You kill the animal and you eat it. Both those things we take for granted today, that you're allowed to kill an animal and that you're allowed to eat an animal. But that hasn't been the case, that wasn't the case at the beginning of time. So we know Adam Rishon was only Mutter in Achilas Asavim, Achilas Peros, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavtes, Gracious. Adam was Mutter in Esev, Zore Zara, Asher Al Pnei Adama, Asher Pnei Varetz, Bel Kol Eitz, Asher Bo Pri Eitz, Zore Zara. So they're essentially Peros and Yerachos. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Nun Tesson Aveis, that Adam Rishon was Aser Bachilas Basar. Now the problem that many of the children deal with is that the Gemara on Nun Vavam Aveis in Sanhedrin says that Adam Rishon was Aser in Sheva Dvarim, there were Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and one of them was the Isser of Eivim and Achai. So ask Tosfos, if Adam Rishon was Aser in Eivim, in all Basar, so he certainly was Aser in Eivim and Achai. So why is it necessary to Aser Adam from eating Eivim and Achai, to ripping off a limb from an animal, eating it, he can't eat any meat? Tosfos is Mechadish, very Mechadish. Tosfos says Adam Rishon was Mutter Bachilas Basar. Adam Rishon just was Aser in killing animals. He couldn't kill animals. But if an animal died on its own, he would have been able to eat that animal. Most of the Shonim reject Tosfos. The Rambam, for example, writes, no, we call the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, is Noach got seven mitzvahs. Adam only got six mitzvahs. And Eivim and Achai was given only to Noach. And he says, come on, in the Vav, where it says that Adam was in Suvin Sheva Mitzvahs, it's just trying to merames, you know, from the Pasuk, that Zayin Mitzvahs. But really, Noach was given the seventh. Adam only received six mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, according to Moshe Shonim, Adam wasn't able to eat any meat. And according to Tosfos, Adam was able to eat meat, he just wasn't able to kill animals. She mentioned, just as an aside, that it's pretty clear that Adam Rishon was able to eat korbanos. The Pasuk says the Kain brought korbanos from Behema, and the Midrashim speak about Adam being back in korbanos. And there's some
eat korbanos or bring
korbanos? Oh, so bring korbanos. And there's one day in Chazal that Adam Rishon brought shlamim also. So if you know her mutter b'shlamim, so the whole question here is whether or not you're allowed to kill and eat an animal for your own personal usage. For killing and eating it, l'shem gavoa, for a higher purpose, then it's mutter. That's the Ochaner and other achronim write the fish. So that was the first stage in history. Adam Rishon, according to Moshe Shonim, was usher both in killing and eating animals. And for Tosfos, Adam Rishon was only usher in killing animals. He was allowed to eat nevela. In terms of the next stage, time of Noach was allowed to eat animals. The pasuk says in Perek Tes, pasuk Gimel of Breishis, Kol Remes Asher Hu Chai Lachem Yila Ochla Ki Yerek Esef Nasas Lachem Et Kol. All the things alive are like Yerek Esef. They're like food that you're already allowed to eat from before. And in terms of the reason for this heter, there are two basic reasons given in the Rishonim. Some understand it for technical reasons. Rav Anel says that when they left the teva, so there was nothing to eat. There was no asef, there were no peros, there were no yirakos, they would have starved. So Mela, Adam Rishon, Noach was mutter b'achilas basar. And the Siv says that after the Mabul, the Mezeg Avir, the atmosphere changed, and the world changed, and people need meat to be strong, etc. So this is a technical understanding of this change. The Ramban and the Chizkuni and others have a more fundamental understanding. They say that no, something shifted in the way the world worked after Noah saved the world. The Ramban writes, says the Ramban that Noah saved the entire animal life, animal kingdom, and as such he was kona them. So almost like a halachic statement that he saved them, and therefore he was he gained the right to shech them. So again, some understand this technically, they don't like to eat. Some understand it more fundamentally that Noach was kona the right to eat meat. Kafkamina, I think, might be the question of whether or not Noach was allowed to eat fish. We know no chazati is just fairish in the pasuk. The question is why. So if you say that they're not to eat, so just like we matter the Adam Rishon eating meat, we'll also matter Adam Rishon in eating fish, right? But according to the Ramban, it's not clear why Adam Rishon was mutter to eat fish, because fish weren't saved in the schus of Noah. So if fish weren't saved in the schus of Noah, why should Noah be mutter in Achilas Dogim? So I didn't see anybody discuss it, but I think it's an important point. Something has to be explained. Why was Noah mutter Achilas Dogim for the Ramban if the whole reason for the heter is that he saved the animals? He didn't save the fish. The next stage in history, the history of eating meat, is the Tekufas HaMidbar, when the Jewish people were in the desert. The Gemara Chulin, Tazayin Rebeid, brings a machlokes between Rishmol and Rekiva, what the status of Basar Taiva was at that point in history. But the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you can eat meat. So the question is, what happened before that? So there's two dayas in the Braisa in Chulin. The Rishmol is of the opinion that Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to eat Basar Taiva in the Midbar. They had to bring korbanos. If they wanted to eat meat, they had to bring korbanos. And if they brought a korban shlomim, they could partake from what was the chela kabayla. According to Rekiva, though, Klai Yisrael were mutter b'achilas basar in the Midbar, but they weren't allowed to shech. They were only allowed to, if they wanted to shech, they had to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. If they wanted to eat meat, stam, basachulin, they would be nocher. They'd cut the simanim, and that was the heter of Basar Taiva through Nechira. So I want to discuss both these opinions a little bit more be'ir. According to Rabbi Shmuel, only Basar Kodshim was mutter in the Midbar. You had to bring it as a korban. So what was the isser of bringing an animal in your backyard, maybe behind your tent in the Mishkan? What was the isser? So Rashi says it's isser of shchutei chutz, isser karet of shchutei chutz. Just like the doros, if you take a kodshim animal and you shecht it, not in the Beit HaMikdash, you chayv karet. In the Mishka, in the time of the Midbar, all animals were subject to the isser of shchutei chutz. Tosfos rejects this. He says, how you talking? The animal's chulin. How can it be a violation of this or shchutei chutz if the animal is chulin? So there are two ways to justify Rashi. The Ramban and others say, during the time of the Midbar, the isur of shchutei chutz applied to chulin. It's pretty amazing. The isur of shchutei chutz apparently changed according to Ramban. In Midbar, it applied to chulin. Came there to Israel, it was limited to kachin. The Ran in the Chidushim over there on chulin says an amazing thing. He says that in the Midbar, any ma'isa shchita was a ma'isa hekdesh. He says, his lashon is kol hashochet tam kemaktishan beferush. So either way you slice it, it's an interesting shita. Tosfos the shita is the thing more obvious, that was tam iser. The Rashi understands that the iser of psar chulin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is iser of shchutei chutz, iser karet of shchutei chutz. Very big chiddush. Now, in terms of the reason for the iser, so there are two groups in the Farshim to explain what the reason. Why was it that all animals have to be korbanos, according to Rishma? So one mahalach has to say that we like korbanos. We want animals to be korbanos. Rabbeinu Gershom over there in the Gemara seems to say this. He writes, "Shutchila nesel and baser taiva klomer b'mishkan k'siv alfesach olamid lavio lahakriv t'dina lahakriv emurin mikol behema shoshochet l'tzarcha shim tava lechol baser ino yachol lechol ad shiakriv emurin." The Rosh Hashanah wants every animal to be a korban. It seems to be the potential of every animal to be a korban. And therefore, at least at that period in history, all animals had to be korbanos. And some of the Farshim explain this is the reason for the Isser of Chelev and Dam. Why is Chelev and Dam Aser? Because every animal has within it a potential to be a korban. And therefore, as such, the Isser of Basar Taiva applied, at least in the time of the Midbar and Lendoros, Isser of Chelev and Dam applied. The other group of Farshim, the Chassam Sofer over there in the Gemara, the Rosameach, say that no, it's not that we like Korbanos so much, it's just that we're so afraid of Avodah Zarah, we say that you can't shecht outside. Shechita was the way people served in both, you know, Kodesh and Havdalah in Avodah Zarah. And therefore, by disallowing shechita outside the Mishkan, we're essentially making a gather that the Jewish people shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. That's what the Or Sameach and the Chassam Sofer. So that's Yidush HaRishma. Rabbi Kiva has a more surprising shechita. Rabbi Kiva says that in the Midbar, Jewish people didn't shecht, the Yichulin, they did Nechira. They just killed the animal. The question is, what's going on here? You know, Nevela is an Isser, right? So you could say that in the Midbar Nechira, Nevela was Mutter. So there's a Kasav that the coins of Rabbi Kiva, the Isser Nevela, didn't apply in the Midbar. Or you could say that, no. Really, Nechira is a type of Shechita. It's a Din Shechita. There's regular Shechita, and then there's a Din called Nechira. And that's the mashmaus of the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that Nechira Shalahen Zohi Shechitasa. Nechira is Shechita. It's not clear if the Gemara is saying that in a halachic statement. The Gemara is trying to disprove one of the rides Rabbi Shmuel has. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, Hatzon Vabakar Yishachet Lahen. That's the Pasuk in Bamidbar. So you see, they shechted. So Rabbi Kiva says, no. Yishachet Lahen means Nechira. Nechira San Zohi Shechitasa. So the question is he's telling you a halakha statement that's a din nechira, like it's like shechita, or is he telling you just that the metzias was that they were nocher, and that's what the pasuk means. The pasuk is lav dafka. So the number of nafkaminas to bring to this lamdash question is nechira like shechita, or were the Jewish people allowed to eat nevela in the midbar? So first nafkaminas, can you have a different type of shechita? Do you need nechira dafka? Could they just kill the animal in a different way? The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yizayin, Shoy Yisrael Midbar, Lan Yistav V'Shechit HaTchulin, Ela Hayu Nochrin, O Shochtin V'Ochlin Kishar Goyim. They can do Nechira, or they can kill it with a Treif Shechita, with a Shechitas Goyim. So it sounds like there's no Din Nechira per se. It's possible the Rambam understands that the Jewish people are allowed to eat Nevela in the Midbar. If you're allowed to eat Nevela, you can eat it any way you want. Similarly, do you need, Rov Simanim when you do Nechira? If it's a Din Nechira, so then maybe you have to have Rov Simanim. Was there too much Nevela on this food? If the Jewish people were allowed Nevela, so if they were allowed to eat Nevela, so this is Nevela, and Afal Pichen is Mutter. If it's a Din Nechira, so then maybe it's not Nevela. Did they say a Bracha on it? Did they say Asher Kishanu V'Sanu Al Nechira? If it's a Din Nechira, so maybe there was a Bracha. I didn't see anybody discuss it, but Misvara, it's possible. If it's just that they were allowed to eat nevela, so certainly there's no bracha. Another nafkamina, which is discussed at length, is a very interesting question that Gemara raises. Gemara wants to know: you have basar nechira, it's mutter in the midbar. So what's the din basar nechira sheichnisu la'aretz? Right? What's the din basar nechira? They shechted it through nechira, or they killed it through nechira in the midbar, and then they brought it into Eretz Yisrael. So were they allowed to eat it subsequently in Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says this whole nafkamina is just drush kabel schar, right? Rashi writes, they want to know what the truth was. There's really no halach in nafkamina to this question. It's a very theoretical question. Can you use the psar nechir that was ninchor in the midbar? Can you use it subsequently in Eretz Yisrael? But the Rosh has a famous piece where he wants to learn from this question in the Gemara to a practical halachic question. Says, what happens if a person is noder, he's going to start a diet, he's noder not going to eat chocolate. From next Shabbat, he's not going to have any chocolate. And he still has chocolate in his cupboard. So the Rosh says, maybe you should be mutter to eat the chocolate. Why? So just like Basar Nechira, that was in the Midbar, according to one day, was allowed to be eaten subsequently when they got to Eretz Yisrael, so if a person is noder not to eat chocolate, so he still has chocolate in his house, he should be allowed to eat whatever he has left. Or similarly, the Rosh says, let's say a person lives a time where there goes in a Chalav Akum. Till then, people drink Chalav Akum. Then they decide to be gozer. What happens if you had some Chalav Akum in his fridge, or was in his fridge, he had some cheese, whatever, and in his cup? So was he allowed to drink it subsequently? So he says, if you hold the Sar Nechira, Shechnisu La'aretz is Mutter, so to here, you're allowed to drink the Chalav Akum that was milked before the Gzeira and Chalav Akum, etc. So this is the Rosh's claim, that this Gemara has an afkamina lamaisa for a person who took a neder, or for a person who was living in the Tkufas Chazal, when there goes there on one of these Mechalas Asuras. Skiva Eger and the Asim Deraisa take issue with this. They say it's not possible. You can't compare these two issues. Why? Says the Asim Deraisa and Skiva Eger, the Nechira had a status of a kosher Shechita when it was in the Midbar. So because it had a status of kosher shechita, so they brought it into Eretz Yisrael, it still remains kosher. The shaila is, you had shechita that was done through nechira. Now you have shechita that's done through the tzavar, through regular, shechita sakin. So the question becomes, can I transfer, if it was kosher then, can it remain kosher now? But in a case of a neder, you're allowed to eat chocolate. Suddenly you decide to aser chocolate. You take a neder, you're never going to eat chocolate. All chocolate is usher. So of course it's usher. There's no tzad to say that chocolate should be mutter. I read you Lashon Asan Darais, it's a little bit clearer. He says man lemalan sheilu lo haya tam hetera mamidba mishum din chiras zu shkitasa rak shav emes hayu nechshavim nevela el shav midbar nevela shav midbar haya nevela mutter lehem shkam avhe misafik revirmi yala tiram kam achri bom la aretz. So it can't be. If it's nevela, it's nevela, it remains nevela. So the only reason there's a safek, says Asan Daraisa, as to whether or not you can eat the meat subsequently when you enter the land of Israel, is because it was kosher shechita then, it was just quote unquote nechira shechita, and then we have a different din of shechita. But had the meat been nevela, you would never have been able to extrapolate like the Rosh is extrapolating. So what's the Rosh claim? The Rosh, l'chora, understands. One way to learn the Rosh is that no, Hina Chinari, the Psar, Nechira is Nevela, and still it's Mutter. If it was Mutter then, it remains Mutter after. So these are a number of Nafkaminas, Tanner and Shita Rebbe Kiva, that Nechira was Mutter in Midbar. Isn't Nechira Mutter because it's not Shita, and Afal Pichain it's Mutter, because Nevela is Mutter? Or they say, no, Nevela, it's not Nevela, it has a din of Shchuta, because Nechira was the Shita in the Midbar, and subsequently, the Shita of Eretz Yisrael is Shita's Sakin to Tzav. Now, Ladoros, we have the regular concept of Shchit. Regular concept of Shchit. But still, it's not entirely clear if Shchit is the only matir Ladoros. So, for example, the Gemara today is that Ein Shchit l'of minatar. There's no Isser, there's no need to Shechta a chicken. It's interesting, the status of chicken l'chlal in Halacha is very, very unclear. In terms of Basa b'chalav, is chicken and meat deraisa. In terms of shchita, is chicken need shchita? So there's a day in the Gemara and daf chaf and chulin that ain shchita the opus minatar. So as such, the kasha, there's no shchita. So we have a parsha of nevelas of tar. How can you have a din of nevelas of tar if there's no need for shachting it? What's a nevela? So it says Tosfos in the chaf and aleph in chulin the Rashi lo amran that there's a difference if an animal dies on its own. If a bird dies on its own, it's a nevela. But if you kill the bird, you're no cheret, so then it becomes like a shkut, according to this day. It's mutter b'achil. So you see that even the Doros, it's possible there's a concept of nechir. Similarly, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Pesukim tells in the Ikra, that when they killed the bird as a korban, they didn't shecht it, but they did malika. What's malika? You take the kohen takes his finger, his thumbnail, and he shoves it into the neck of the bird, and he kills it that way. And he ate the bird, depending on the Malikas Ola and Malikas Chatas. Chatas, Malikas Chatas was eaten by the Kohanim. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim as to how the Kohanim were allowed to eat these birds. So there are two approaches. One is to say that the Isra Nevela was Mutter. So there's a concept that allowed the Kohanim to eat Nevela. The other approach is to say that no, really this is a type of Shechita. Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash for birds is accomplished through Malika, through putting the fingernail into the neck of the bird. So this is another example of a potential heter achila, even ladoros, that would be not the classic shechita savar, either nechira according to ofos for that day in the Gemara, or even the halacha malika, which we do, you know, we did throughout history. Malika was mutter for kohanim, and it's possible that was a din. Shchuta, it's a din of shchita. Similarly, there's a discussion of why fish and chagavim, locusts, are mutter v'achila without shchita. Right? Besides, fish are also very interesting. You know, fish aren't brought on as korbanos. You know, why not? That's a very interesting question. Fish don't need shchita. So is it that they don't need shchita, or that they have some alternate form of shchita? So some are showing right explicitly that there's no shchita by fish. The Ritvan Ksubas Afsamach says, "L'ashkan shar rachmana l'shchita chutz midagim v'chagavim." Everything is shchita except for dogim. Dogim don't need shchita. But other Rishonim sound like there is some form of shchita on fish. The Gemara in the Chavzayin in Chulin and the Rambam passing this way, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel of Shchita writes, "Dogim v'chagavim einam tzrichin shchita el asifasan hi hamateras asan." There's a din asifa. You gather the fish together, you know, gather them from the sea, that's matu them. Right? Similarly, the Rambam says that there's a din of isuf by chagavim. So it sounds like there is a matir that's necessary for fish and chagavim as well. And the Rav pointed out that in the shiurim, that if you look at the Kesef Mishnah there, Rav Saadia Gaon writes that Kesef Mishnah quotes Rav Saadia Gaon and says that if a fish dies in the water, so it's aser to eat that fish. You need matir michayim. The Rambam writes fish not like that. The Rambam sounds like it's a matir, but the matir can work even after. If the fish dies in the water, you can pick it up. The picking it up is a matir. The Rasag, or Rav Haigon rather, says that the fish have to be niter michayim. So you have to actually fish the fish. If the fish dies in the water, it's not mutter be'achil. So those are just some examples of potential matirim that are similar to shechita that might exist even the doros. Now in terms of the regular shechita, so we know that if you want to eat meat, you shech. The question is eating meat the doros just a heter? So pasha is just a heter. The pasuk says, kisave nafshecha lechol basar, chol avas nafshecha lechol basar. So pasha is describing that if you want to eat meat, you can eat meat. But Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon counts this as a mitzvah. And the Rav Perlau, who wrote this amazing parish on the Sefer Mitzvah of Rav Saadia Gaon, writes an amazing thing. He says there's actually a mitzvah to eat meat if you want to eat meat. It's actually a mitzvah to eat b'sar chulin. If you're in the mood to eat b'sar chulin, the pasuk could be read that way. The pasuk says, v'chol avas nafshecha tocha basar. It could be read as a tzivui. It could be read as a description or as a tzivui. The Perlau writes like following. He says, l'chei nira, the kavanas Rabbeinu Gaon v'siyata v'zeh the svirlei v'fum d'pashli d'kro d'chiyachi v'ashem l'kechas k'vulcha hi mitzvah chiyuvis sh'im hirchi v'ashem k'vula v'tav v'naf sh'chala l'chol basar. If you want to eat meat, chayef hu l'echol, you have to eat v'zehu sh'b'tayim v'chosu v'chol avas naf sh'chala basar shulash and sivui v'chol atar kula. And the Perlau extends, he says it's not just a din in eating meat, he says it's a mitzvah to eat anything you want to eat. It's not so good if you're dieting, but he says it's a mitzvah, you have to eat. If you want to eat something, you have to eat it. How do you know that? So he says, he quotes the Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi at the end of Kedushin, correct Ali Alachi Beit, Rav Chizkia, Rav Cohen, B'Shem Rav, Asir Adam Litain, Adin V'Cheshbon, Al Kol Shiraz, Aina V'Lo Acha. There's a discussion, you know, what that means. Mr. Shem has a discussion, you know, is there really such an Indian? On one hand, it's good to be Polish for things, at the same time, there's an Indian, apparently, to indulge on some level. So the Perlau says that anything you want to eat, there's a mitzvah to eat. Oh no, that's a gon. Near the kavanas Yerushalmi lemitzvah essay to kiyachi v'ashem elokecha tzkulcha kol avas nafshach tocha basar ulfi pashi dekra is a mitzvah essay gemura leechol kafi asher tis tasig yado michol asher tirena einav. Umizeh with the kavanas Yerushalmi asi litinas din v'cheshbon al kol sheras einav. What's the makor for the Yerushalmi? Says the Perlau, this is the makor. There's a makor, this mitzvah of eating meat when you want. The Yerushalmi learns from this mitzvah that you always have to indulge in dvarim mutarim when you have a need or a desire to do so. So it's pretty amazing shita. It's certainly a das yachid. Rav Perlau in his parish on Rav Saadia Gaon Sefer Mitzvah. I had a friend who liked meat who always would quote this there. It's a pretty amazing idea. I think the hashkafa behind it is that if things are mutter, so it's healthy to you know, so many things are aser. So if things are mutter and you start, you know, being punished too much, it could have counterproductive effects. So if things are mutter and you want them, so you should go for them. That's the idea. This has nothing to do with the question, you know, whether shechita is a mitzvah or matir. This is the question of whether achilas basar is a heter, which is the pashas, or is actually a mitzvah to eat meat when you want it. I just want to conclude with different approaches to vegetarianism in halacha. Obviously, according to this Rasag, according to Rav Perlau, vegetarianism is aser. If you want meat, you have to eat meat. I mean, it seems to be a mitzvah according to this understanding. I know somebody who was a rabbi in a community with a lot of vegetarians, and he was the rabbi, so when people come over, they would say, oh, vegetarian, but the rabbi made it, the rabbi made it, so I'll have the meat. So, you know, I guess those people didn't want to be choshesh for this, you know, Perlau. So if you want it, there's a mitzvah to eat it. So according to one of this approach, it's also vegetarian if you want. According to Rav Bleich has a nice summary of this whole discussion of attitude, halachic attitudes towards vegetarianism in his Sefer Contemporary Halachic Problems in Volume 3. So basically what I'm going to present here is just taken from there, mostly. So the first approach is that it's commendable to be vegetarian if one does so because one wants to avoid Machal Sasuras. But the Gemara says in Psachim, Tani Rebbe Omer, that's from Tess, Ama'aretz Asur Lechol Basar, Behem of Alf. And Ama'aretz can't eat Asur Basar, Behem of Alf. So the question what that means, a lot of different Mepharshim, Kabbalistic understandings, Machshav understandings. The Marsha is a very practical understanding. Marsha says the reason Ama'aretz can't eat meat is because he doesn't know the halachos. There's so many dinim, Basar B'chalav, V'shchita, Nechir, taking out the halafim. So if you don't know the dinim, so you're not going to be able to keep the halachas properly. And therefore, an Ama'aretz shouldn't eat meat. My great-grandfather was actually a shochet in Cleveland. He got his Kabbalah from the Minchas Lazar, from the Mukasher Rebbe. And he only ate his own shechita, because the matzah over there in shechita in that city wasn't very good at the time. And he only ate his own shechita. And when he got too old to shecht, he didn't eat any meat. So he was a vegetarian at that point, but only because he was... that the shechita wasn't good. So that's one reason to be a vegetarian. Second reason to be a vegetarian is that apparently killing animals and maybe even eating animals makes a person more akzari, makes a person less of a rachman. The famous Gemara of Masiyah Pehei that Rav Leich actually doesn't quote, but it's a famous Gemara that Rebbe saw a little egel, a calf, going to Beis HaShechita, the calf ran and hid in his coat, hid under his kapata, and Rebbe said, "Kach matzarta, go be shechted." And the Gemara says that Rebbe got Yisurim for that. So why did he get Yisurim for it? Apparently, there's the idea of being Merachim on Brios, and killing animals, maybe even eating animals, is something that's not necessarily within the Ruach of Rachmanus. It's more through the Mid, it's more connected to Saksarius. And some of Rishonim seem to say this. Rabbi Avinel in Brachos Tes Aleph says that the reason everyone chayes us is because it's Achzarius. It's Achzarius Gedola. The Hashem only matir as Achzarius Ketana. Sounds like any killing animal is Achzarius. It says you want to be Achzari, you want to perfect the Midah Achzarius, you want to, go to the Kotzen and really be excelled. That Midah, you shouldn't kill animals, maybe you shouldn't even eat animals. Similarly, Sefer Ikarim writes that the Heder of Basar is similar to what we saw in last week's Parsha of Dibra Torah Kenegi Yitzhara. So it says that you fast Torah, Dibra Torah Kenegi Yitzhara. So that's what Sefer Chaim writes. So it sounds like really it's better not to have any Yitzhara. It's better not to eat meat if you can. Another approach to being a vegetarian would be a way of achieving kapara. The different schools of thought as to how to get kapara. So the Shram at the beginning says it's not really ideal to jump into the freezing cold water. It's not ideal to be very extreme in this regard, but there were people, he's saying this because people disagreed, the Hasidic Ashkenaz thought this was the way to get kapara. So there were Achronim and even Rishonim who thought that abstaining from meat as a form of kapara was the way to go. So the Sechemet quotes some of them. He says that there's Prisha Shalola Chobasa Klau, Ashrei Chelko, the Kfar Kasu Shim Ari, Ashrei Misha Efshar Lo Lifrash Kola Shavu Basar Yain. It's better not to eat meat all week. The Shabbos Mesiv Ochel, the Hainu Rishus, even on Shabbos, it's only Rishus, V'lo Chova. With Rishus Chochma, right, one of these Kabbalah Svarim, Herich, it's Musar and Kabbalah, Herich Shalol Echol Shum Bal Chai, apparently there's a mile not to eat any animals. With Shevet Musar, Kasav Zalohutar Basar El Tzadi Gomer. So there are apparently some schools of thought who believe that it was better not to eat meat at all as a form of achieving Kapar.
The Gemara about Zechu Achorban, if you didn't want to eat.
In terms of the Babat and the third parak, yes. It could be it's dinner avelus, it could be another tzar. And another approach why a person would want to be a vegetarian would be in terms of the this Rav Kook writes, Kook has an interesting contrast. Chazonat Simchanut Vashalom, where he talks about the reality of Gan Eden and how L'Asi Lava, we're going to try to return to that reality and not eat meat. And it's very interesting. It's often quoted as, you know, by vegetarians that this is a great thing, be like Rav Kook. And the truth is, he writes a fairish there that in Zana Zeh, it's also to be vegetarian. He says that if you're vegetarian, so what would end up happening is that people wouldn't think more highly of animals, but they think more low of human beings. He writes that psychologically, people feel like they want to, you know, be beautifully good. So they become vegetarian and they'll clear their conscience. They don't have to worry about all the poor people, and they don't have to worry about all the problems humanity has, and they'll have to save the whales, you know, and somehow clear their conscience. So it's very interesting that Rav Kook, he sees it as a value, and a noble value, but he says that you have to first make sure the whole world is mitukan, and only once the world is in a state of tikkun olam, then we can, you know, it's icing on the cake that we'll eventually return to Liyamos HaMashiach. Yeah.